Gerald of Wales. Part 20. The Beaver and Its Nature.
Beavers, when they are building their homes in the rivers, use slaves of their own kind as carts. These slaves use extraordinary means to hold on to the wood while being dragged backwards by others of their kind. The slaves have an inferior colour of fur and shorter lifespans. It is not known if this is something innate to the kind of animal that finds itself in that predicament, or if this happens to them because of the strain of their diminished status. I tend towards the second of these two causes, as the one most in keeping with the truth. St. Mobius has also put forward a thesis, contested by more conservative elements of the church hierarchy, that this practice of enslavement is not natural to the beaver, but is a behaviour learnt due to the proximity to human settlements in the environs of their river dwellings. Mobius is suggesting that hierarchy and subjugation are sins peculiar to the human experience, and also curiously, that the moral choices we make have an impact on the moral character of the environment which surrounds us. Heretical or not, these issues of concern lie outside the remit of this particular study, given that beavers, unlike badgers, do not inhabit the island of Ireland. As such, the government is forced to carry out its own flood relief work, a task at which it shows spectacular incompetence, although, given the volumes of water falling on the island and the competitive fever for draining land, the task is an unenviable one. Against my own best instinct, I must announce that the island is also lacking in hedgehog and some species of deer, and there are little or no predatory big cats. To return briefly to our brave, if perhaps foolhardy source, St. Mobius, the question arises, to what extent should we allow issues of a moral dimension colour our understanding of nature? I suggest this, that nature, through its sheer variety and difference, offers us an almost infinite variety of examples through which to think on questions pertaining to freedom, issues of the spirit, and also meditations on meaning and being. You could find an example for any harebrained idea you want. Thus, it is nature's diversity that returns us to the ground of freedom and the moral choice. And the only way to remove freedom is to remove this diversity, leaving us with only one image of a sustaining life, whether that is an endangered creature being tracked across its narrowing habitat, reduced to a managed, medicated state, or whether that is an animal in a farmyard battery going white from the lack of light. The image of moral possibility becomes narrow and alienated from the free, wild chaos that is holy. Although perhaps this too is heretical.
You have been listening to The History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.